Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 33 degrees at 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning. Three people were injured in a shooting at the Fashions Show Mall on the Las Vegas Strip Tuesday night. Police Captain Dory Corrin.
We believe in relentless follow-up, so we will ensure that every single detail is looked upon and that we investigate this to ensure that does not happen again.
Police still looking for the suspect or suspects after they escaped the mall. The Wichita City Council has approved industrial revenue bonds for a local tech company.
The council approved $33 million in IRBs for NetApp Incorporated. The company is currently located at 37th and Rock and plans to build a 168,000-square-foot facility on the corner of 17th and Oliver on the Wichita State Innovation Campus. Council members stressed the importance of this move to diversify the local economy, including Council Member James Clendenin.
Tech sector is something we want to grow here in light of especially some of the recent layoffs. This is a pretty big win, if you ask me, for the city of Wichita.
According to the city, NetApp is one of the fastest growing global cloud management and data storage providers in the world, with its headquarters located in Sunnyvale, California. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Some politicians in the U.S. are trying to remove President Trump from office via impeachment. In Iran, one is taking a much more dramatic step.
An Iranian politician has apparently placed a $3 million bounty on President Trump's head. Ahmad Hazma making the declaration during a speech to parliament in Tehran. Now, it's unclear whether he actually has any backing from Iran's top leaders. Hazma saying, quote, on behalf of the people of Kerman province, we will pay a $3 million reward in cash to whoever kills Trump. The city of Kerman was the hometown of Iranian terrorist and General Qasem Soleimani, who was killed in a U.S. drone strike early January. Hazma also addressing Iran's nuclear program, vowing, quote, if we had nuclear weapons today, we would be protected from threats. John Saucier, Fox News.
A Bronze Star Army veteran is fighting one more battle to overcome a disability.
Jerry Holloman says the Jackson VA refuses to pay for his prosthetic legs. The wheelchair-bound military vet service stretches over 40 years through the Vietnam and Afghan wars. But now he's doing battle with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
I would like to see them to do what they were designed to do, get my leg.
VA spokesman Dr. David Walker tells Fox News the prosthetics came from a private company outside of his network.
If a veteran chooses to go outside of our system, we cannot, unfortunately, take on the responsibilities for private purchases.
Holloman denies that and says he only did what he was directed to do.
I cannot do it on my own. I need the help of the VA.
There is a positive outcome in this case. The Jackson VA now says they have been in contact with Holloman, and they are working on getting the veteran a new set of legs free of charge. The Salute to Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As the storm system tracks from west to east here early on, areas of light snow will continue, transitioning to rain and drizzle as we go throughout the afternoon. Today's high 39 with gusty south winds. Light precipitation continues tonight, our low 33, and then cloudy and 43 on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, light snow. We have a gusty south wind gusting up to about 25 miles per hour and 33 degrees. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Opening statements expected in the trial of Harvey Weinstein.
The jury of seven men and five women are set to hear opening statements in the sex crimes trial of Harvey Weinstein. Yesterday, his lawyer said the statement would include excerpts from emails between Weinstein and his accusers and say those show they were too friendly to be assailant and victim. Despite more than one attempt to get the trial moved out of New York City, a panel of appeals judges has declined to. Weinstein has pleaded not guilty to raping one woman in 2013 and sexually assaulting another in 2006. If convicted, he could get life in prison. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A new documentary looks at the life of Muhammad Ali through his appearances on The Dick Cavett Show.
Muhammad Ali's life, in his own words, takes center stage in a new documentary titled Ali and Cavett, The Tale of the Tapes. The HBO documentary tells the tale of the boxing legend through the lens of his frequent appearances on The Dick Cavett Show between 1968 and 1979. It was the height of his popularity, and his extraordinary gift of gab was on full display. In the new doc, Ali speaks on his prowess in the ring, the status of race relations in America, and his controversial decision to refuse induction into the Army during the Vietnam War. It debuts February 11th on HBO. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
We've got an NFL star going to host SNL.
Live from New York, it's J.J. Watt, the Houston Texans defensive end, announced Tuesday as the host of Saturday Night Live's upcoming episode on February 1st, fittingly just one day before Super Bowl 54 down in Miami. The former Defensive Player of the Year will be joined by musical guest Luke Combs. Watt joins a litany of NFL players current and past to take the stage at Studio 8H in New York, like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Deion Sanders. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A music biopic starring Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper has set his sights on Leonard Bernstein. Cooper will not only star in a biopic about the famous composer, but just as he did with the Oscar-winning A Star is Born, Cooper will also direct and produce. Cooper has already written the feature biopic for Netflix alongside Josh Singer, who won an Oscar for his Spotlight screenplay. The film, a decade-spanning drama, focuses on Bernstein's relationship with his wife Felicia. It was at Paramount at one point with Martin Scorsese attached as director, but he left to do The Irishman. However, he will remain attached as producer, also producing Joker helmer Todd Phillips and Steven Spielberg. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Most people know Ozzy Osbourne as a legendary rock star, the Prince of Darkness, famous for his wild acts, but Osbourne is now going public about his serious health battle, joining Good Morning America on ABC to talk about his recent diagnosis with Parkinson's.
I'm on a host of medication, mainly for this surgery. So I got numbness down this arm from the surgery. My legs feel keep going cold. I don't know if that's the Parkinson's or what. I mean, that's the problem, because they cut nerves.
Now, Parkinson's, of course, a neurodegenerative disorder. It progresses slowly, and there's no cure. Osbourne postponed his world tour and remained largely out of the public eye while battling the disease. He revealed that he's on medication and taking nerve pills. Let's find out what's going on in the world of country music.
I'm Michelle Polino. The country music cable channel CMT announced that it will institute 50-50 gender parity for video airplay on both CMT and CMT music channels, effective immediately. That means women artists will now account for half of CMT's total airplay. That's an increase from the previous 40-60 ratio between men and women. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani celebrate their togetherness in their new video for their song Nobody But You. The duet was written by Ross Copperman, Shane McAnally, Josh Osbourne, and Tommy Lee James. It's on Shelton's Fully Loaded God's Country, which was released late in 2019. Luke Combs has been named as a musical guest for Saturday Night Live. Combs, who's nominated for a Grammy at this Sunday's Grammy Awards for his performance of Brand New Man with Brooks and Dunn, will make his SNL debut February 1st. Houston Texan defensive end J.J. Watt hosts That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Couple of notes from the calendar. It was 10 years ago on this day that actress Jean Simmons passed away at the age of 80.
Wow.
Emmy winner, Golden Globe winner, two-time Oscar nominee. Of course, she was in Spartacus, Big Country.
Right.
And Guys and Dolls, Thornbirds, Spartacus, Jean Simmons. And also on that same day, 10 years ago on this night, was the final Tonight Show, hosted by Conan O'Brien. He only hosted the Tonight Show for 7.5 months, 146 episodes. But that was the end of his relationship with NBC that had lasted for more than 20 years. Tom Hanks and Neil Young were his final guests. Steve Carell made a surprise appearance. Also had Beck, Ben Harper, Billy Gibbons, Will Ferrell performing Freebird with Conan and the Tonight Show Band as the closing segment. Conan's last Tonight Show was 10 years ago on this night on NBC. Sad note that one of the Monty Python crew has passed away. Terry Jones has died at the age of 77. He'd lived with dementia since 2016. Funny guy. My gosh. Here's a little bit from Monty Python's The Meaning of Life, in which the gluttonous Mr. Creosote, Terry Jones, finally eats too much. A scene here with John Cleese.
Finally, monsieur, a wafer-thin mint.
Bah!
Oh, sir, it's only a tiny little thin one.
It's only a wafer-thin.
Well, I couldn't eat another thing. I'm absolutely stuffed. Bugger horse.
Just one.
Just one.
Just the one, monsieur.
Like a meal. It's wafer thin. Terry Jones has passed at the age of 77. All right, let's hit the late night crew. Of course, the impeachment trial was hit hard last night, including Conan O'Brien on TBS.
The rules state that during the trial, senators are not allowed to drink anything but water and milk. That's true. Yeah, or as Mitt Romney calls that, a full bar.
More Conan.
It's come out that only two cameras are allowed in the Senate chamber. Only two. Yeah. And get this, one of them is a kiss cam. So.
And some non-political talk. We'll finish up with Lights Out with David Spade on Comedy Central.
A Chinese theme park is under fire for forcing a pig to bungee jump. When asked for a comment, the pig said, "Dude, be cool. They turn all my friends into corn dogs. I'm just trying to buy some time over here."
Entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. It's pretty simple to tell you what their motto is. They repair and service appliances.
There you go.
So if you've got an appliance that's in trouble, you just call Terry and make an appointment. They'll get you fixed up. 409-1525. That's a phone number you need to have, because they are great folks there, and they'll help you out at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
8:43 now, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Bill Roy. Let's hear something good about Boeing, okay? That's coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.